Today is the last Sunday of 2009. After all the excitement of Christmas, now we are facing the end of this year. I think it's a good time for us to number our days, to count our days of this past year. Did we live a life pleasing to God? Did God count every day meaningful? This morning, we hope through the Psalm 90, we can reflect some idea of Moses. Then we can plan our new year. We really have a life can be pleasing to the Lord in 2010. I think there are different kinds of counting. One is very simple, just counting the number. Everyone knows how to count, even a 10-year-old child. This year is 2009, next year, 2010. If you are 22 this year, you will be 23 next year. If you are 32, then next year, 33, with one exception. To ladies, if you are 39 this year, could you tell me how old will be next year? Still 39. Sometimes 38. Yeah, growing younger. In God's sight, that's important now. To God, it is also different in counting days. The Bible says, a thousand years are like a day to Him. Like a watch of the night. That means 3 hours. There is a joke. Someone asked God, how long is a million year means to you? God said, just like 1 second. The second question, God, how much is $1 million means to you? God said, just 1 cent. He said, please, God, just give me 1 cent. God said, okay, please wait for 1 second. There's different counting between man and God. Counting number is easy, but counting the value is difficult. A baby cannot distinguish an ounce of gold or an ounce of dust. Christians should know how to count the value, how to number, how to think, did I live a life valuable before God? Have I wasted my time? So at the end of the year, before facing the new year, I hope, brothers and sisters, we number our days aright. Just like what Moses said, we have to count our days aright. The value is important. Just like a famous ancient philosopher of Rome, Seneca, he said, life is like a novel. It doesn't matter how long or how short, but how good is the content. We have 365 days for 2009. It's almost gone. But how many days is really valuable to us and to God? Sometimes, in a very short time, you have done a very valuable things. But sometimes, spend a lot of time, you just wasting your time. Our Lord Jesus only lived 33 years on the earth, but He had very great influence for mankind. He lived a very valuable life. I hope all our brothers and sisters learn from the Bible how to live a valuable life, and all those days are counted by God as meaningful. From the Bible, I will mention two important things. Because the days are not counted by the God, by the Lord. Two important things. The Lord will not count our days. Psalm 90, Paul said, the first one is iniquities and secret sins. Psalm 90, verse 7 to 9. If we have iniquities, if we have secret sin in our life, in our heart, those days, those times, the Lord will not come. What is iniquities? That means the public sin or the exposed sin. What is the secret sins? Is the hidden sin. No one knows. Only the Lord knows, and you know. Iniquities cause those times, those days, did not count by God. For instance, if you have hatred in your heart, if you have jealousy in your heart, impurity, cheat, sexual immorality, lie, envy, etc., the Lord will not count those days. Even fighting between husband and wife. I don't know how many are married here. Sometimes I saw some very young people here. All those who married, remember, if you fight with your spouse, those days the law will not count. Living in the sins, living in all kinds of iniquity, you are wasting your life. I make two examples. The first, Israelites in the wilderness. They were wandering in the wilderness for 38 years. In fact, the distance only 11 days. If they walk straight, if they walk with fear of the Lord, only took them 11 days to reach Canaan. But they were wandering in the wilderness for 38 years. They kept murmuring, complaining, speaking bad words against Moses and against God. They were committing fornication, worshipping idols, the golden calf, etc. Israelites wasted their life, wasted their time. 38 years was wandering in the wilderness. The second example is the church of Corinth. In AD 50, Paul founded that church. In AD 55, Paul wrote 1 Corinthians. In the letter, Paul said, I can only treat you as babies. You are still babies. After 6 years, the church of Corinth, the Corinthian Christians, were still babies. If you have a six-year-old child, just like a newborn baby, I think every day you will cry. You have no joy for that. The baby has to grow up, but Corinthians, the church in the Corinth, after 6 years, they were still babies. They wasted all their time because there were jealousy in the church. There were dissensions. sexual immorality, even lawsuit between them. Dear brothers and sisters, before the end of the year, we just come to the Lord. Rethink your life. Rethink the past year. How many days were counted by the Lord? How many times you already wasted? Not only the iniquities, but also the secret sins, the hidden sins. This is more serious than the public sins, which means someone acts differently in front of people and in the back of people. In the church and in your home, in the public and in the place no one sees you. The Bible calls this kind of behavior as hypocrite, which means an actor on the stage and off the stage are very different. He can play a hero on the stage, but he is a coward off the stage. He can play a person of love on the stage, but his heart full of hatred off the stage. On the stage, he was very humble, but off the stage, he's a man of arrogant. This is hypocrite. This is an actor. Our Lord Jesus paid much attention to this kind of matter. Our Lord Jesus Christ rebuked Pharisees very seriously. Jesus said, "Woe to you, Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful outside, but inside full of dead man's bones and everything unclean." Dear brothers and sisters, we pray the Lord help us never be a hypocrite. The Lord rebuked Pharisees very seriously. Sometimes we think we are much better than the Pharisees. But I will tell you many good things about Pharisees. Sometimes they are better than us. For instance, the Bible says the Pharisees fast twice a week. How many times do you fast for a month? Or in the past year? Sometimes we never fast. The Bible says the Pharisees tithe their income, all their incomes. Besides, they give alms to the poor people, to the needy. The Bible says the Pharisees pray earnestly, not only in the synagogue, but also at the street corner. The Pharisees love to read the Bible. They put the Bible on their forehead, on their arms, and put on their door. Sometimes we Christians don't read Bible very often, even never read the Bible. The Pharisees had many good external deeds, but why our Lord Jesus rebuked them so seriously? Because they are only acting for they want to be praised by other people. They are actors. The Lord Jesus say, "You Pharisee, hypocrites." If we have hidden sin in our heart, even we come to the church very often, even we do a lot of church ministry, you are still wasting your time, dear brothers and sisters. At the end of the year, come to the Lord. Let His light shine in our heart. If any hidden sins, any secret sins, confess before Him. Ask our Lord Jesus Christ, wash us, cleanse us with His precious blood. Then we pray to the Lord, lead us facing the new year, live a new life, He will be pleasing in our life. The second important factor, why the Lord will not count our days, if we live a self-centered life. Why we say that? Because Moses reminds us a God-pleasing life should be the Lord is our dwelling place. What does it mean, the Lord is our dwelling place? That means we live a God-centered life. The Bible says, from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord is God. We should honor Him, trust in Him, obey Him, serve Him. He is the center of our life. Always put Him first, brothers and sisters. As soon as you wake up, put Him first. Until you go to bed at night, pray to Him, praise Him, put Him first. A dwelling place has two meanings. The first, it means a safe place. You have safety. You can rest. You have protection. You have security. But on the other hand, a dwelling place is a boundary for you. There is a limitation. You feel safe. You can rest. You can enjoy God's blessings if He is your dwelling place. But you also have to obey His regulations. Obey, He is your master. He is the master of His house. That means we should live a God-centered life. All people in the earth living for themselves, satisfy themselves, honor themselves, glorify themselves. This is the problem of all mankind from Adam and Eve. Mankind's problem is we live for ourselves. We forgot God should be the center. When Satan told Eve, if you eat of it, the fruit, your eyes will be opened. Then you will be like God. You can know good and evil. You can judge good and evil. Then Eve thought the fruit was good for food, and the fruit was pleasing to his eyes, to her eyes, and also desirable for gaining wisdom. So Eve forgot. If she ate the fruit, she would disobey God. She will live for herself, forgot God. That was the first sin of the mankind, brothers and sisters. Self-centered life led people commit sins from Eve and Adam. If we accept Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28 was the description of the origin of Satan, then you would know why a noble angel, a guardian cherub, would become Satan. The Bible says, since he was very beautiful, very perfect, he said, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will make myself like the Most High. The Bible says, he became proud and he became corrupted. He lost his wisdom. Finally, he was expelled by God from the heaven. The beginning of sin is self-centered. Both Eve and the angel. Now, we got to be very careful. We got to live a life. God is our center, not ourselves. The Israelites, they were wandering in the wilderness. Why? Because all of them lived a life, a self-centered life. They kept murmuring for what? For food, for water. They were murmuring, we want to eat meat, we want to eat onion, garlic, we want to eat fish, we want to eat cucumbers, we want to eat melons, leeks, etc. Always self-centered. They forgot God brought them out of Egypt. They should worship God, serve God, God as their center. So Moses said, all our days passed away under God's wrath. We finish our days with a moan. The length of our days is 70 or 80, yet is full of trouble and sorrow. For they quickly pass and we fly away. Don't live a life for yourselves, but for our Lord Jesus Christ. For God. God is our center. Your days will be counted by the Lord. So now I would like to say, what kind of days are counted by God? Moses mentioned two aspects. The first, Moses said, those days in which God's splendor be shown to us. The second, those days in which God's work can be done through us. God's splendor be shown to us. That means God's glory, God's love, God's joy, God's gladness, God's goodness, God's character will fill our hearts. Those days, if you can experience and feel with God's character and live out God's virtue, God will count those days as valuable, including loving kindness, holiness, righteousness, truthfulness, humbleness, faithfulness, etc. Every day, the Lord's character fill our heart and live out His likeness. The Lord will count those days as valuable. Actually, this is the purpose of God's creation and God's salvation. Why God created mankind? Why God saved mankind? Because God wants to fill us with His glory. In creation, we all remember, how did God create man? Create Adam and Eve, the Bible says. He made the mankind in His own image, in His own likeness. The purpose is we can reflect God's likeness. We can fill with God's glory and then live out God's glory. We can full of God's love, God's character, God's holiness. Then we can treat other people with love, with truth, with holy, with all kinds of God's virtue. Unfortunately, we all know the story. Adam and Eve rebelled against God. Adam and Eve was controlled by Satan, was controlled by all kinds of sin. So Paul concluded in one sentence, for all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. we cannot reach the glory of God. We lack of the glory of God. We lost the glory of God. God wanted us to be like Him in all His good virtue, in all His nice character, but we lost it. God saved us. The purpose of salvation, not only our Lord Jesus died on the cross to pay the price for our sin, to pay the penalty for our sins. Yes, He did that for us, but even more important is He rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, and sent down His Holy Spirit. In His Holy Spirit, bring the new life to us. The life of Christ. The life with great power of resurrection. So we can become a new creature. We become a new person. According to Ephesians chapter 4, 24, what is a new person? What is the new creation? Is created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. God would like to give back to us His glorious likeness, His glorious character, His glorious virtue. Any day on the earth, if you really love other people like our Lord Jesus loved the sinners, if you live a life of honesty, a life of truth, a life of holiness, the Lord will come this day. Is a valuable day. The second thing, Moses said, the Lord will remember those days in which God's work can be done through us. Moses prayed, establish the work of our hand. Establish the work of our hand. In Moses' hand, what was he doing? Moses led the people. Moses cared for the people. Moses taught God's word to Israelites, even rebuked them, correct them. Moses do everything for the people, which the people can follow in God. In our life, God gives us many opportunities to serve Him. Not only doing the church work. In our life, if we do everything for the sake of the Lord, that also means serving God. In the creation, the first purpose, God would like us to be like Him. The second purpose, God would like us to work for Him. Therefore, in the Garden of Eden, God tell Adam, you can rule over the fish of the sea, rule over the birds of the air, and every living creature on the ground. Not only that, God asked them to rule over the trees, the flowers, or the fruits. With one exception, you cannot eat that one. All the rest is under your control. God is the creator. He can rule over everything. But He wants man, woman, who were created by Him to work for Him. Now we live on the earth. God give you different talent, different training, different opportunity in your life. Not necessary all become pastors. If all become pastors, I think there will be too many pastors. Who will become the listeners sit down there? Everybody come to preach. Of course, we are very glad. We add one English pastor in our church. You all know that. Besides Wilson, after 4 days or 5 days, he will be installed as Tim Fan, as another English pastor working along with Wilson. We are very glad. But not everyone become pastor. Sometimes God wants you to be an engineer, to be a school teacher, to be a doctor, to be a lawyer, to be an accountant. Anything in this world, if you do that for the Lord, you are serving God. If you are doing for yourself, then sometimes God will not count those days. Remember, you keep doing your job right now. Even a husband being a good husband is for the Lord. A wife being a good wife, a good parent, a good child, a good employee, a good employer. Do everything for the Lord. The Lord will remember you. The Lord will count those days are valuable. Moses prayed to the Lord, establish the work of our hand. Because Moses lived for the Lord, doing everything for the Lord. If you do those everything on the earth for the Lord will establish your work, will bless your work, will be with you. Now the last point I want to say, how to number your days aright. Now it's the most important thing. How? Moses told us, we don't know how. Therefore Moses prayed to Lord, teach us. God, teach us. Teach us. Teach us to number our days aright, so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. You got to be taught, brothers and sisters. Taught by what? By whom? The most important answer, not only by pastors. Of course, God will teach you through Wilson, through Tim Fan, and some other co-workers. But the most important thing, God's word already written in this book. Dear brothers and sisters, beginning from the new year, I hope you make a resolution. Read your Bible every day. Meditate on it. Follow God's direction. Obey God's word. I request you many times. I want to give you a test. Spend how much time every day study your Bible? Answer me. Well, I cannot answer your correct answer. Well, my answer is at least 30 minutes. If you never heard this before, remember it, starting from the new year. Every day, at least 30 minutes. I forgot whether I told this story to you or not. About 3 years ago, at this time, I'm traveling to Europe to lead a special meeting. Leaving on the 31st of December. The flight to Europe always take off in the evening, around 6 or 7 or 8 o'clock. I forgot what exact time. So fly for a few hours. The pilot told us, now we only have 10 seconds 10 seconds to 12. So he started to count. 10, 9, 8, 3, 2, Happy New Year. Oh, everybody clapped, very happy. At that time, I saw one person wearing black stand up very close to my seat and hold a black bag, walking to the backward. I told my wife, "Whoa, watch, is he a tourist?" I say, "You stay here, I will follow him." So I follow this guy. He walked to the back and he talked to the flight attendant. Then I saw that lady point to a place. He went to that place. Oh, I understand. He is a Jewish friend, Jewish people. Then he put on the prayer shawl and take out all the books. Then he started to read the Old Testament and some other books. You know, they are very tired. They keep like this, bowing and reading, bowing, reading. I take a seat near him, watch him, and watch the watch. Until 12:32, he stopped. Then collect everything in the bag. I go over there and talk to him. I say, "Friend, what are you doing?" He say, "I study the Lord's Word every day for 30 minutes. And I dedicate the beginning of the new year, 30 minutes, to the Lord." So at 12 midnight, I start reading the Bible. That means the whole year I will read the Bible for 30 minutes. He is a Jewish friend. He only has the Old Testament without New Testament. So I talk with him and we share something. I don't say anything else. I just want to mention, even a Jewish people, they have no New Testament. They love God's Word. They study God's Word 30 minutes every day. We not only have the Old Testament, also have the New Testament. So let me ask you, please answer me. Are you going to read the Bible for at least 30 minutes next year? Yes or no? I'm quite disappointed. I think only 1/4 people say yes. I will ask the second time. Are you going to read your Bible at least for 30 minutes, starting from the new year? Yes or no?
Yes.
That's better. If I have other chance come back to preach, I will ask you, have you kept your promise? Okay, not today. Today you say yes. After half year or after 1 year, I will ask you, have you kept your promise? Now the second thing is prayer. Not only keep reading God's Word, He will teach you so that you know how to number your days aright, so that you will gain a heart of wisdom. You need to pray. When you pray, the Lord will relent and have compassion on you. The Lord will give you His favor. His favor will rest upon you. The Lord's unfailing love will fill your heart, will satisfy you. The Lord will feel His joy, His gladness in your heart. Then, even we have affliction, we have trouble in the world. Even you were laid off by the boss, even you have illness, even you have all kinds of difficulties, the joy of the Lord, the gladness from above will fill your heart. Besides, all the days will be counted by the Lord as valuable. So, first thing, hope the splendor of the Lord, the character of the Lord, the glory of the Lord fill us increasingly day by day. The second thing, we serve Him in all the aspects of our life. We pray He can establish the work of our hand. If we do this, I can promise you, not I promise you, the Bible promises us, God promises us, He will count all the day of our life. When we see Him in heaven, He will say, good and faithful servant, come to share my gladness, my joyfulness. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, at the end of the year, we will rethink the time we have spent. We pray you teach us so that we can number our days aright. We may have a heart of wisdom. We can live a valuable life before you. We pray you bless all brothers and sisters. I pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.